I was wondering something less to somebody else. Thanks very much, Sam. Pray the Lord will continue with us as he has done this morning, and that he helps the Craylets with the gospel, the wonderful gospel of our Saviour and Lord. I wonder if you would come with me to Matthew chapter 6, please. Gospel of Matthew chapter 6. And we're reading a few verses for here. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 19. Lay not up for yourself the treasures upon the earth, where the moth and the rust doth corrupt, and where the thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust does corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasures is, there will your heart also be. Or your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye, and if therefore the eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. For if thy eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God or mammon. Verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Within our reading in 1 Samuel, please. 1 Samuel chapter 20, please. 1 Samuel chapter 20. And then verse 4 of 1 Samuel 20. Then said Jonathan unto David, whatsoever thy soul desireth, I will even do it for thee. And David said unto Jonathan, behold, tomorrow is a new moon, and I should not fail to sit with the king at meat. But let me go that I may hide myself in the field until the third day at evening. If thy father at all miss me, then said David evidently, ask leave of me that he might run to Bethlehem, his city, for the yearly sacrifice there for all the family. If he says thus, it is well that thy servant shall have peace. But if he be very wroth, then be sure that the evil is determined by him. Verse 25. And the king sat upon his seat at the table. The king sat upon his seat as at other times, even upon a seat by the wall. And Jonathan arose, and Abner sat by Saul's side, and David's place was empty. Nevertheless, Saul spake not anything that day, for he thought something had befallen him. He is not clean. Surely he is not clean. And it came to pass on the morrow, which was the second day of the month, that David's place was empty. And Saul said unto Jonathan his son, wherefore cometh not the son of Jesse to meat? neither yesterday nor today. And Jonathan answered, Saul, David earnestly asked leave of me to go to Bethlehem. And he said, let me go, I pray thee, for our family has a sacrifice in the city, and my brother has commanded me to be there. And now, if I found favour in thy eyes, let me get away, I pray thee, and see my brethren. Therefore, he cometh not unto the king's table. David's life was at stake by Saul. And Jonathan and David had made a covenant which the way we love one another as brothers. And David had, Jonathan had took sides against his father, his soul. They were making an excuse that David would get away because when you're ordered to at the king's table, you have to be there. You have to ask permission not to be there. But David had made this excuse, and that's where we find that David was missed at the Lord's table. He missed because thy seat was empty. And the words I want to pick up, as you may maybe pick them up yourself, is his seat was empty. His seat was empty in verse 18. His seat was empty in verse 25. And the seat was empty in verse 27. David and Jonathan had been drawn very close, the way a bond of love and fellowship in the Lord. And at this time they were passing through a severe time of trial. Saul was jealous of David and was seeking to kill him. Jonathan was doing all in his power to protect his friend. David was forced to be absent for his own safety. And Jonathan said, thou shalt be missed, for thy seat will be empty. Could I say, friend, tonight, if you're listening to this meeting, one day, your seat and my seat will be empty. And think serious about what I'm saying tonight. Your seat in the church, your seat in the meeting, or your seat in the business, or your seat in the car, or your seat by the fireside, or around the table, will one day be empty. You will have gone and never to return. Where will you be in eternity? Because if you're not saved, if you have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and if you die in your sin, you'll be going to a lost eternity. So what we're asking you this evening is to make sure of heaven as your eternal home by trusting the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next month, not next year, tonight. Now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Tomorrow, be too late. If you are born again, we're living for the values that will be what will last. When your seat is no longer occupied by you, remember, it's your seat that will be empty. I want you to think about that. The families you leave behind, and the things you will leave behind, they'll be empty. If you're not saved, your place, your name, your seat, it'll be empty. Not only that, if you're unsaved and in your sin, you'll not be in the Lamb's book of life. If you're living for the values of this world, they're only for a season. Think about it. That seat that will be empty. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. We said that earlier on this evening as we opened up the meeting. Isaiah 45 says, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there's none else. There's nobody else. God has sent his Son, his only Son, his begotten Son, the Son that left the splendors of heaven, the Son that went to the cross, the Son that died upon the cross, the Son that died and was buried and rose again, the Son that ascended into heaven, now seated at the right hand of the Father, the Son that will one day come back again. The Son that will come for his church, the saints, and they'll be changed, and they'll be like him. And we'll be with him eternally. Where will your seat be? Will it be in hell? Or will it be in heaven? Lay up for yourself in heaven, where neither moth nor rust or rust does corrupt. These things will all pass. You can't take them with you. You have to leave them behind. And we're asking you tonight to consider your salvation. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You'll not see it, no matter what you do, unless you set the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour. We're not here to tell you stories, and we're not here to lead you astray. We're here to tell you the truth. Because God's word is truth. His word is truth. And he's saying, if you're not saved, you'll die in your sin and you'll go to hell. We read in Matthew lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust does corrupt. See, the privilege of laying up treasures in heaven is because we don't belong down here. We're only passing through. Heaven is our eternal home. If we know the Lord Jesus as our own personal Saviour, we have to make sure that we have much treasures in heaven. You know, I was reading the story about an old gentleman that was saved many, many years and done many, many things. And he loved and served the Lord faithfully. And as he was about to depart for glory, he said to a friend, "Will you bring me my strong box?" And when I was reading it, I was thinking of the strong box. What do you keep in a strong box? Well, in the strong box, you can keep in the banks, and lawyers have strong box for documents and valuables, etc. Valuable documents is not always kept in strong boxes. Years ago, they were kept, I remember they were kept under a bed, and maybe in cupboards. Maybe even some that had strong boxes planted in the garden to hide their belongings. But I remember as a child, my grandfather coming to stay with us, because his daughter was going to Australia and he didn't know where to go. And he came to my father, which there were 7 of us, and he came to stay with us. And he brought a strong box with him. It was just like a toolbox with a handle on it. It was made of steel. Some of them you get made of wood. But you can see what I'm getting at. And this old gentleman asked a friend to bring him his strong box. And the words that he said to him, he says, "You know, I am very rich and I would like to look again at my valuable documents." We've all got valuable documents, haven't we? Have I got them with a lawyer, or they're always put in a safe place? So when we need them, we can bring them out. The friend wondered why, thinking that the elderly saint, his mind is wandering a bit. But the old man spoke again. He says, "Bring me that strong box," he says, "it's bound in leather, lying on the table." And he resisted indicating his Bible. See, friend, the Bible is the Word of God. God tells you the truth, whether you like it or whether you dislike it. He tells you if you're not saved, you're dying, your son, you go to hell. And he tells you if you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour, you'll not perish. You'll be saved and you'll have eternal life. Now what would you rather have? If you're sitting thinking now, what would you rather have? Would you rather have eternal life or would you perish in hell? Well, let me tell you what this wee man said and took out his stone box. He began to leaf through it, speaking of its contents. The first document he brought out was the great gift. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What a document that was. The second doctrine that he brought out was, my present possession. John 5:24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believe on him that sent me has everlasting life, and shall not come unto condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. We have that document here. Every one of us have it. And the third document he brought out was his life insurance. We've all got documents for life insurance. It's in the television every day of the week. Life insurance was John 11:25-26. And Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life, and he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whoso loveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believe thou me? Do you believe what we're saying here tonight, friend? Or do you disbelieve it? That was his third document. His fourth document was his accident policy. We've all got them. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them who are called to his purpose. It covers everything. This is no third party document. It covers everything. The fifth document was, which we have all got as well, is the fire insurance. 2 Peter 3:10. Verse 11 as well. The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away and with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. And the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought you to be in? All holy and conversant in godliness. Friend, today they're trying to save the planet. And this planet is under judgment. This planet's under judgment. See, we're looking for and hasten unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. should nevertheless, we, according to this promise, look for the new heaven and the new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Friend, do you have a documents like that? Have you got that cover? But see, this document doesn't cost me nothing. Cost me anything. Somebody's already paid the policies. Somebody's already paid the premium. I didn't need to pay anything. The Lord Himself paid the price. Paid the price of our salvation. Paid the price for all that insurance that we have. Are you going to reject it? Or maybe you don't believe it. Maybe you don't believe it. See, the sixth document is identification papers. 1 John 3:2. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. You only have to believe. You only have to believe and you'll be saved. That's all you have to do. Friend, what is the problem? Is it your workmates? Is it your family? What's your problem? Is it your money? Your riches? What about the rich boy? The rich man? It went away. Sorrowful. Because he couldn't part for what he had. Because the Lord said, sell all and follow me. He couldn't do it. God's not asking you to sell everything you have. He may. He's asking you to come. Come. He loves you. He loves sinners. He loves condemned sinners. And it doesn't matter what the sin they have. All you have to do is that whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Not might be. Will be saved. And him that cometh to me, I will no wise cast out. Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter how low you've got. Doesn't matter what you've done. You're no wise cast out. Accept him as your Lord and Saviour. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So all you have to do is believe. You believe what the papers would tell you, and you believe the news that you get on the television, And some of it is fake news, and you couldn't believe it. But this book, is true. It's God's word. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word not. The grass withers, the flower fadeth. Friend, you're on a loser if you reject him. But you're on a winner if you accept him tonight. Six documents. All you have to do is take them. All you have to do is reach out. For God so loved the world, and he gave his only begotten Son. Oh yes, friend. Calvary covered it all. Left the splendors of heaven, knowing his destiny, knew what he had to do. Nobody else could fill the book. Nobody else could pay the price. For he had neither a stain, spot, or blemish. He knew no sin, he could not sin. He had no sin. But he took my sin. And he took your sin. You might reject that, but you're a sinner. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Every one of us. From the wee baby that comes into the world. Yes, that wee baby is a sinner. Christ died for sinners. And tonight, you have an opportunity to accept him as your Lord and Saviour. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all his righteousness, and all these things be added unto you. Men shall not live, we're talking about it this morning, by bread alone, but every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. Ask, and it shall be given to you. That's what the chorus says. Knock, and it'll be open to you. Let him in. Where he said, I am the door. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the good shepherd. Knock, and it'll be open to you. Friend, your seat may be empty tonight. It may be empty tomorrow. Or next week, whatever it be, there'll come a day that will be empty. And where will you find the seat? In heaven or in hell? The choice is yours. We're all in life. We have to accept the choices that we make. Friend, make the right one here. accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour and Lord. And have eternal life tonight. Not promising the rose garden. Because he didn't say anything to us about a rose garden. But he promised us eternal life when the time comes. When that seat will be vacant. You'll be in the glory. The opportunity is you. God has gave us a gift. You either reach out and take it or reject it. The choice is yours. May the Lord bless the reading of His precious word tonight. Psalm, would you give thanks?
Heavenly Father, we thank the Lord for the gospel message. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we've heard the gospel basically proclaimed this evening. We thank you, Lord, for teaching us about the faith and sake and the contents of the strong box. We thank you, Lord, for the challenge of it. We thank you, Lord, that asks the question, where will we spend eternity? In heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ, or in hell without Him. We thank you, Heavenly Father, as we've told clearly this evening, the choice is ours to make, and we have had and heard the warning that now is the accepted time, now is the day of salvation. We can boast not ourselves of tomorrow. We thank you, Lord, for the gospel message. We pray, Lord, that those who are listening to this message, who you know the Lord is their Savior, and come to that place of repentance and put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Ask Him to save them, and He will. Thank you, Lord, for your great salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Lord.